Was a problem with alcohol
in the past?
A living arrangement to keep her clean.
Is your home alcohol free, Mr. Randall?
Yes, sir.
Leads to a sobering visit from the cops.
Two deputies turn up with their big guns in my room because he called telling them that I was drinking, knowing that I would be arrested. I was just thrown in jail, so I had 5 days of my life taken.
There's something that I'm not getting from you.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Angelique Samantha Weller is suing ex-landlord Jack Randall for the return of rent and punitive damages. Samantha claims Jack made unwanted sexual advances and had her falsely arrested.
Order. All rise.
Yeah, it's case number 498 on the calendar in the matter of Weller versus Randall.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Pies have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Miss Weller, you are the defendant's tenant in a sober living facility. When did you enter his facility?
September 7th, 2010, and it is not a legal sober environment. It's his home that he chooses to have sober people move into. He's not licensed.
Where had you been living on September the 6th?
I was staying with a friend. Was staying on a couch looking for a room to rent.
Where?
Also in Marin County in Mill Valley.
How long had you been staying on your friend's couch?
Just about a week.
Prior to that, where were you living?
I rented another room from someone else briefly, and that was disastrous as well. Prior to that, I had my own apartment for 6 years.
Your problem was a problem with alcohol?
It was in the past.
I said your problem was with alcohol.
Yes, ma'am.
For how long?
For about 2 years.
How did you find Mr. Randall's home?
I saw a flyer that he had posted with the room for rent.
Do you have a copy of the flyer?
No, I do not.
Where was the flyer?
In the lobby of the Alano Club.
What's the Alano Club?
The facility that Alcoholics Anonymous runs to hold meetings.
Is that where you were going?
Yes.
Did you know that Mr. Randall's facility was an unlicensed facility?
Yes.
But he advertised in the hall, the place where they conduct AA meetings.
Yes.
So I assume that you assumed that this was a place that would be alcohol free.
Yes.
Is your home alcohol free, Mr. Randall?
It is, ma'am.
Just a second. That's either yes or no.
Correct. Yes, ma'am.
How many rooms do you rent?
I rent 3 rooms.
Is this your home?
No, it isn't.
You rent 3 rooms in what kind of place? An apartment, a house?
It's a house that I've been accorded an existence where I can provide a safe, sober environment.
I don't understand what that means, Mr. Randall. You've been accorded an existence where you can provide... That doesn't make sense, sir.
You're right. It's a clean, sober environment that I live in.
I asked you if it's a home where you live, Mr. Randall. You said no. So I said to you, describe the kind of place it is. Is it an apartment? Is it a home? You rent 3 rooms. Rent 3 rooms in what?
In a house.
And you don't live in the house?
I do.
You just told me you didn't.
I misunderstood your statement. Thank you for the correction. I do live there. And I provide a sober living environment.
You don't provide anything. You live in the house and rent 3 rooms. And you advertise in various places. Other than at AA meetings, where else do you advertise for your rooms?
It was not an AA meeting, ma'am. I'd like to correct that. That was a clean, sober Alano Club. It's not AA. And we're not allowed to bring AA in the public, film, radio, and press. So that's, we're not allowed to mention that.
I didn't. She did.
I know, I'm a member, but we're not supposed to express that at radio film.
I'm aware of that also, ma'am, but I just wanted to answer your question when you said what goes on there.
Okay.
It was clean and sober environment.
How long have you rented rooms, sir, to people in your home?
Since I've been clean and sober, last 4 years.
Yeah. Ms. Weller, first of all, you claimed that you prepaid rent and that you were thrown out prior to... You're utilizing all the money that you had paid to Mr. Randall. So you moved in September 7th. What was the rent on your room?
$800 per month, month to month.
How much money did you give him?
I gave him $800 for September, and then I gave him $800 for October, and I was only there for 2 days. But prior to that, things had become very weird and uncomfortable.
Prior to what?
Giving him the $800 for the October rent.
But you gave him $800 for October rent in October.
Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then
October
you said
6th.
You were only there for 2 days into October. Mm-hmm.
I paid on the 6th because I moved in after the 1st, so
yes.
I was only there for two of the days that I had paid the $800 for.
So on the 8th of October, an incident happened with Mr. Randell.
It was the 9th.
The 9th?
Yes.
Tell me what happened.
I had a friend come over. This is after a whole lot of very inappropriate sexual advances.
I'm not interested in a whole lot of other inappropriate things, Miss Weller.
Just to let you know what...
Listen to me. If you paid him October's rent of $800,
yes.
which is a lot of money for a room, then I'm not interested in whatever weird things that you said was going on, inappropriate behavior of his, because then you would have packed your bag and really left it, really bothered you. I want you to tell me what happened on the 9th, because that's what you're complaining about.
Yes. Well, on the 9th, it was definitely after I had been searching again and putting the feelers out to all my phone friends, please help me find a room for rent without any crazy perverts that I can live in. I need to get
Could
out of here.
Could you please just tell me
yes,
what
ma'am.
Happened on the 9th?
I had a friend come over that he is not fond of, that is also not fond of him, and this was the day after he said, oh, you can't close your door to my room that I rent. And then he said, oh, no guests are allowed in this house at all.
Put your hand down, sir. I'm going to give you a chance to respond.
Thank you, ma'am.
So we all had words.
On the 9th.
Yes. And I was just completely devastated. As I said, I was already in the process of trying to get out of there.
Just tell me what happened. Don't tell me how you were devastated.
And then I was in my room on the phone, calling various hotels, motels, trying to find something reasonable. I did not feel safe there anymore. I had to get out of there regardless. I couldn't wait for a room to come about. So while I was in the room with about this much space, two deputies turn up with their big guns in my room because he called the police telling them that I was drinking, knowing that I would be arrested.
Why would you be arrested?
I'm
if
on
you were
probation,
drinking?
Ma'am.
Was a condition of your probation that you be sober?
Yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I thought she was just emotional.
You didn't tell me just emotional. You said it's not the first time she's been drunk and rageful. Does that mean it wasn't the first time she got drunk while she was living with you?
And later today.
What else does she owe you for?
Pain and suffering.
Oh, yeah, my pain and suffering.
Judge, I lost everything, Your Honor.
You lost.
I lost
everything.
You're the victim.
Oh,
you keep choosing that. You're the victim.
Do me a favor. Ladies, fires happen.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Samantha Weller says ex-landlord Jack Randall had her falsely arrested for violating her probation. She is suing for the return of rent.
Ms. Weller, when you were arrested on the 9th, where were you taken?
I was taken to the Marin County Jail.
Did you meet with your parole officer?
No, it was a Friday late afternoon. I was just thrown in jail, and there was no court again until Tuesday, so I had 5 days of my life taken.
What happened on Tuesday?
Then I went to court in front of the judge and got released on my own recognizance.
You were arrested for a probation violation when you went to court ultimately on Tuesday.
Yes.
Did you have your attorney with you?
No, they were not present with me at that time.
Did you have an adjourned date after the Tuesday hearing?
Yes.
When was that?
I'm sorry, ma'am, I don't know the exact date, but ever
Excuse
since...
Excuse me, you have the date?
I have the booking charges, ma'am.
I'd like to see the booking charges. I also want to see the disposition. There has to be a disposition. You can't get arrested in this country without a disposition. Either the probation violation is dismissed, your probation was extended, they found that there was no basis for a probation violation. You have paperwork to establish what happened with that arrest.
I did not bring anything with me. I was never charged.
Ms. Weller, then I can't help you. There's not a question of being charged. There's something that I'm not getting. And I, quite frankly, don't want to delve deep into your history.
Thank you.
If you are in the process of recovery. But one of the things that you are complaining about is that he had you falsely arrested. Now, I don't know if he has you falsely arrested unless I find out what happened as a result of being taken into custody on the 9th. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, the time that you were arrested, you had open charges, three different open charges, and you were arrested for violation of probation. You had obstruction of governmental administration, resisting a police officer, drunk and public disorderly conduct.
That's what I was accused of, yes.
And I have no disposition from you.
The deputies came into my room, and I was hysterically crying. My eyes were red. They chose to believe that that meant that I must be drinking because
well,
my eyes were red.
Well, maybe it did. Ms. Weller, I have no idea. All right. You're suing for the following, Ms. Weller. And, you know, I don't know if he's a doll. I'm not sure he is. And that's not my business. The only thing that I have, you're suing for your hotel fees, forget it. Punitive damages, forget it. Harassment due to false arrest, I have no idea whether it was a false arrest because you don't have any proof for me. The only thing that I have to consider is your application for return of any part of your rent for this room. So now I'm going to turn to you, Mr. Randall, and you can tell me, sir, what happened on the 9th of October.
Yes, Your Honor. I came home that Sunday afternoon, and she was drunk and was rageful and arguing.
Rageful?
Yes. And it was not the first time, but I had to get
support. Just a sec. It was not the first time that she had been drunk and rageful?
Correct.
When prior to that had she been drunk and rageful?
The week she went to family court and lost custody.
Was that after she was living with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Then why did you accept her rent for October in your sober living facility where you promise everybody that they can live in a sober living facility, Mr. Randall? If she was drunk and rageful in September, why did you take her $800 in October?
At that time, I thought she was just emotional because of the...
You didn't tell me just emotional. You said it's not the first time she's been drunk and rageful.
It was the first time she got emotional. I didn't understand.
Well, the first time she got emotional, does that mean it wasn't the first time she got drunk while she was living with you? That requires a yes or a no.
Yes, she was drunk. And yes, I did. Yes, ma'am.
Then you had no right to take her rent. The other two people who live with you, are they also recovering addicts?
Alcoholics.
Alcoholics. Well, alcoholism is an addiction. You would say not, sir?
I would agree.
Very good. Let's go back. You have another two tenants that you rent rooms to in your house. Based upon what you tell me, you rent rooms to those other two people on condition that you run a sober living facility. According to you, she came home drunk in September. I'm going back to my question. Why did you accept October's rent?
I had no problem with that. Due that she was willing to get support on that matter.
You get your rent back for October. Judgment for the plaintiff. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is our excuse. May step out.
I would have liked to have had a little bit more time to explain the magnitude of the trauma that I endured living with such a manipulative, predatorial liar.
I provided a safe environment.
He asked me point blank, blurted out, do you want to have sex?
She couldn't stick to the rules.
He was obviously pleasuring himself under his sheets while I was talking to him in a doorway.
It never happened.
Don't do anything hasty. You're better off living in a flea-bit motel than living with someone like him.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Storm versus Hovland. Step forward.
Jennifer Storm is suing her ex-landlord, Angela Hovland, for the return of rent money she paid in advance and for damage to her property caused by a fire.
Ms. Storm, you were a tenant of the defendant's in a house that she at that time owned or rented. You rented a room there, a part of that premises. It is your claim that you prepaid several months' rent and that unfortunately there was a fire in the house and the house was rendered uninhabitable. You had to leave the house, therefore, before you used up the rent you had prepaid, so you want your prepaid rent. And in addition, there were some items that you say were destroyed, and you should be compensated by the defendant's insurance because she got an insurance check on the house. So you want some money.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
You can get renter's insurance.
Correct.
That covers everything that you own, soup to nuts, including a very fancy $1,700 mattress.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jennifer Storm says ex-landlord Angela Hovland owes for the return of rent and for property damage caused by a fire in Jennifer's home.
Now, did you rent or own this house?
I own the home.
What is the status of the home now?
It's the bank has possession of the home now.
When did you purchase the home?
May of 2003 with my ex-husband.
And when was the fire?
July 29th of 2010.
You had homeowner's insurance?
I did.
How much did you get from insurance?
I myself got around $13,000.
When did Ms. Storm move in?
She moved in on June 1st of 2010, and she paid me $1,200, and that was for 3 months' rent of $400 a month.
So actually, she could not live in the place for 1 month of her prepaid rent. She lived there in June, July, August she could no longer live there.
Correct.
And she had paid for 3 months.
Correct.
Did you return the $400 to her?
I returned $160 to her.
Why didn't you return the $400 to her?
Because I didn't have the money as my house just started on fire.
Okay. So because you didn't have the money, that's
right.
Not a reason not to return it to her. How much money did you give her towards the rent when you moved in?
On July 5th, I gave her $1,200 in cash, and her friend Jess was present at the time that the money was given.
She said you gave her $1,200.
Okay.
There's no dispute as to that. That's for 3 months.
It's $300 a month that I rented that place. Former roommate paid $400. I paid $3.
Well, I don't know that. Did you have anything in writing?
No. No, nothing in writing.
Okay. Then I'm going to find she owes you for 1 month's rent, $400. Now, what else do you think she owes you for?
She claimed my bed on her insurance when the insurance appraiser was at the house the day of the fire.
Okay, so she claimed your bed.
Yes.
How do you know that?
Because I was right there when the insurance guy said, "Is this yours?" And she said, "Yes," when he pointed to my bed.
Explain to me where the rooms were that you rented.
I lived on the lower level.
When you mean lower level, you said the basement. Is that the basement?
Basement, yes.
It was a split level home.
Thank you.
Two bedrooms up, two bedrooms down.
So you lived in the lower two bedrooms or one of the lower two bedrooms?
One of the lower two bedrooms.
Okay. And which bed did she point to in which of the bedrooms?
My bedroom. She
pointed. Is that correct?
No.
How many beds were in her room?
One. And it was a mattress and a box spring only. And I have a picture, too.
I'd like to see it. When did you take a picture of this?
That was the day of the fire.
Would you show this, please, to the plaintiff?
And
is
I
that
also
the
have
bed? Is that your bed?
Yep, that's my bed.
And how much do you think that's worth?
Actually, the bed was delivered on the 10th of July, and I paid actually $1,700 for that bed. I have verification that the money was taken out of my account and delivery of that day.
I don't believe that.
I have a receipt here, or actually a very similar bed.
Listen to me. You show me the receipt where you paid for with your Visa,
was lost in the fire.
With your Visa, MasterCard, or whatever.
It was
that
all
you
paid by cash.
Listen to me, that you paid $1,700 for this box spring and mattress.
It was all paid by cash, okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
All right. She gave $160. Is that what you gave her?
I did.
Yeah, that was for the box spring and mattress. You still owe her $400 in cash. What else does she owe you for?
Actually, Your Honor, she owes me $800 in cash, okay?
For what?
Because I gave her 4 months' worth advance in rent.
I've already ruled on that. What else do you think she owes you for?
Pain and suffering.
Oh, yeah, my pain and suffering. Judge,
I lost everything, Your Honor.
You lost.
I lost
everything.
You're the victim.
Oh,
you keep choosing that. You're the victim.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Ladies, fires happen. She got
fires
a lot.
Lag. And I have a fire report here, Your Honor. Please, Your Honor.
Listen
a fire
to me,
report indicating that she's at
me.
Fault because
listen
of her.
Listen to me very carefully, madam. She owes you the rent she failed to give you back. Her excuse for not paying you, of not having the money, is not a reason, especially since she got $13,000 subsequently from her insurance. She doesn't owe you for pain and suffering. And if you pay careful attention to me, how old are you?
42.
Madam, if you're 42 years old, then you know that as a renter, you can get renter's insurance.
Correct.
That covers everything that you own. Soup to nuts, including a very fancy $1,700 mattress, if you wanted to do
that. And I
understand. You're not paying careful attention to me. Other than that, she owes you nothing except your rent. $400. Goodbye.
Please excuse me, step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Angie sits there and beats the victim. We all suffered. We all suffered.
I was terrified.
You're not the freaking victim anymore, okay? And I'm not gonna be your victim.
That's everybody's worst nightmare, obviously.
I am so disgusted of you, you make me sick.
I did feel bad, and that is why I had given Jenny money.
I lost everything. She was so selfish.
She can call me what she wants, no worries.
She's gonna be a landlord? Then you need to act like a landlord.
She obviously doesn't think that I tried to do anything to help her.
She gets this money and we're homeless?
It was the entire upstairs where me and my two children lived.
She gets to be put in the hotel?
I feel horrible.
I'm trying to rebuild what I've lost.
She didn't lose anything.
I think it's just silly because it's like that's what renter's insurance is for.
She had a lot to do with that fire. She was on the back. back deck smoking.
I don't smoke, so the fire's not my fault.
Took all this to get the money.
It's just insane.
Make sure you get a written document and don't trust.
Seriously, background checks. Because I found out stuff after she moved in that I would never rent to somebody with a background that she has.